Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was early one morning as Dwani was starting to wake up. Oh, she stretched her arms and looked around. She was disappointed to see that it was still dark again outside. You see, something very strange had been going on over the past 3 or 4 days. You see, it wasn't raining, but the sky was just so dark, it never turned blue. The sun never came out, and the days just kept ticking on by. It's like almost it was nighttime all the time, but you couldn't even see the stars or the moon at night. It was like the sky was completely missing. And Dwani, she had to do something about it. "All right, today is the day," she said. "Today is the day that I rescue the missing sky." "Wow, that sounds like something that is almost impossible to do. How in the world is she gonna do that? Do you have any ideas of how you could rescue the missing sky?" Well, she started to think, and you should too. She started to wonder what she needed to do. Do I need to clean the sky? Okay, maybe I can use some window cleaner and fly right up there and wash all that darkness away. I don't think I have enough window cleaner for that. What's another good idea? Well, I could paint a new sky. That could work. But I don't have enough blue paint or white for clouds. What am I gonna do? Dwani was running out of ideas, but did not want to give up. She was in the middle of eating breakfast that morning when she heard a sound that gave her a really good idea. Outside, one of her parents was blowing leaves out of the front yard grass with a giant leaf blower, and her eyes got very wide and big. "I wonder if I flew up there on my jetpack and I used that leaf blower to blow away all those dark clouds that are covering up the whole sky. That could actually work." She raced up to her bedroom to grab her jetpack, which was all charged up and ready to go. She threw it on over her back and ran out to the front yard. "Could I borrow this leaf blower? It's really, really important." What do you need it for?" said her dad. It's kind of hard to explain, but you know how the sky has been completely filled with all those really dark clouds and we can't see anything for forever? I thought I could maybe fly up there and blow them all away." "Huh, that's actually not a bad idea," said her dad. "Let me go grab you a fresh battery and so you can get a fully charged leaf blower and see if you can clean up that ridiculous sky up there. Hold on." Her dad ran over to the garage to grab a fresh battery. That was really good news because hopefully, maybe, just maybe, her plan would actually work. "All right, here you go, Dwani. Good luck up there," said her dad. As Dwani blasted off towards the sky, or at least where the sky used to be, her jetpack was on full throttle, turbo mode. "All right, I think this is as high as I could go," she said to herself. She was right. I don't think there's any way that she could go any higher. That, like, black cloud thing, whatever is stuck in the sky, was way too thick to push your way through. It was like there was a ceiling on the sky, which that is not normal. As she turned on the leaf blower and pointed it towards all that black cloud gunk, it instantly started working. She was pushing all those black clouds away to let all the sunlight in. She could see her dad down below standing with his hand over his eyes, looking way up high. He started jumping around, cheering and clapping when he saw the sun peek through the clouds that were now broken up by that leaf blower. Dwani spent the next several hours blowing as many of these black clouds away to open up the sky. Everybody came out from their houses to see what was going on, because it had been so long since the sun had come out. When that sunlight finally broke through and lit up everyone's houses and grass yards, they were all so happy to see the sun, and they all wondered how this happened. As Dwani finished the job and had cleaned up the whole sky, she landed back down in her home front yard. "Dwani, I'm so proud of you. Great job." "Thanks, Dad. I cannot wait to tell everybody that it was you that saved the sky." "Oh, that's okay, Dad," said Dwani. "I don't need everybody to know. I'm just glad that the sun is finally back and that darkness is finally gone." "Wow, that's so cool how Dwani not only, you know, saved the day and saved the sky, but she didn't need all the attention of getting the praise for it." "Yeah, that is a really special thing. That means she is humble. Do you know what it means to be humble?" "Well, it can mean a lot of things. But in this example, Dwani, she didn't clean up the sky to get all the attention of being the superhero of the day. She did it to help the sunlight come through for herself and for everybody else. That is a very important lesson that we should all learn about more. So maybe tomorrow, maybe there's something really nice that you can do for somebody else, almost even secretly. Like you are a good deed spy, just like Dwani." Well, friends, that may be the end of this story, but I think it's just the beginning of Dwani's amazing adventures ahead. The end. Hey, friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Layla, who's turning 7 years old. Layla loves playing with her brother, Devin. She loves reading comic books, Dogman, Cat Kid, and Stick Dog. Playing with Snap Circuits and loves stuffed dolls. Wow, Layla, you love a lot of things, and I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you. Yes, you and your big day on the show. Happy 7th birthday, Layla. All right, friends. Well, I hope you all have a super duper day, and there's a really exciting story on our next adventure. I'll see you there. Bye.